Hi, Peter. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Roseanne.
Well, Peter, I've got a problem. And I know I'm not the only one out there suffering, but when I came into work this morning after a three-day weekend, I logged onto my computer and was bombarded with 540 unread messages.
Unbelievable.
Of which nearly all were spam.
Hmm.
The messages had slugs like boost your car mileage, prescriptions without doctor's appointments, and tell us about the loan you need.
I have a feeling you're not giving us even the worst of the things you saw.
No, I'm not. And I deleted all of those and the rest. And it probably took me a half an hour to do that. Is this typical, or do I have a particularly bad case of spamitis?
Roseanne, I would like to say that you have a particularly bad case, but the sad truth is that you're not alone. Last year in 2003, the sort of industry estimates were that almost 60% of all email sent is spam.
Is there anything being done? Is there any chance of this getting better?
First, to begin with the discouraging note, one thing that's sort of making it worse is that the world of spam and viruses are starting to sort of combine, where spam used to simply be unwanted, mass-marketed email messages like the ones you got. The world of virus writers is now inhabited by people who develop viruses that not only do things like attack computers and erase hard drives and all the sort of awful things that people have heard about, but what they also do is they use people's computers to send out more spam. In some cases, spam that's not intended to accomplish or sell anything, but simply to annoy people like yourself. So it's as though the problem is growing on two fronts, both from the commercial providers, you know, companies that are trying to sell you products, and the virus writers who are using their tools to create more of a nuisance on the web.
Is there anything being done? Is there any chance of this getting better?
Well, there are. There are some very promising developments. In years past, the sort of most common approach has been to use what's called a filter, and that tends to be either something that the individual user can set up, where you indicate you don't want to get email that contains any, you know, sort of naughty words that you know are typically found in spam, or in some cases, the email providers like AOL set up big filters and they look for emails, big batches of emails sent by notorious spammers, and they filter those out. And there have been some promising discussions that have been happening across the industry. Creative solution number one, it's a service offered by a new small company called Mailblox. The system essentially requires anyone who sends you an email to respond to an email that is automatically sent back to them, asking them to fill in a very simple number that they see on their screen. The way that this system works is that if it's a mass spamming email company, they won't have the time or the resources to fill in the number. So the only people who end up being able to send you an email are people who take the time to fill out this number. It's kind of an ingenious solution, but it does require you to, you know, to sign up for the services of this company.
Is this like an email caller ID?
That is another solution that's being investigated. Fortunately, this problem has gotten so bad that many different solutions are being looked at. Email caller ID is also known in the sort of tech world as authentication, and the current authentication system that is being used has a major failing, which is that it doesn't protect against forged return addresses. So spammers are able to send out emails that make it look like they're coming from major companies when in fact they're not. So some new systems, some new authentication systems have been proposed that have names like sender permitted from and designated mailers protocol. These are all things that the common user would never end up knowing about, but they do require that all the big email providers around the world agree to them, and that's something that hasn't happened just yet.
In the meantime, while all these solutions are being worked on, what can I do right now?
Well, there's a couple of sort of quick strategies. First of all, the filters that are provided in most big, in fact, virtually all email programs should be used, and those are very useful. The second solution is to come up with a few different email addresses. The one that you have to use, say, for business, and then the one that you only use when you are posting your email online, say, buying something or posting a note to a discussion group. Most email providers nowadays let people set up multiple email addresses. The last thing I would say is, all things being equal, if you can get an email address that isn't provided by one of the big providers, the AOLs, the Yahoos, the Hotmails, you're going to get less email because that's who the spammers target.
Well, thanks for all this good advice, Peter.
Good luck, Roseanne.
I need it. Our World's Technology Reporter, Peter Myers. When he's not discussing computers and information technology on Our World, Peter Myers is a freelance technology writer in New York City. I'm Roseanne.